time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. We've got a great interview planned for you today, but before we jump into that, let's set the tone with some live music. This is Almighty by Douglas File. Sit back and enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. This is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I have my good friend, Vicki McMurray, co-hosting today. Hey, Vicki.
Hi, sweetheart.
It has been about I say a month.
It feels like a month since we've seen each other. Our lives have just both been going different directions.
It's truly been busy for me.
Yes. Me as
it's
well.
It's truly been busy for
me
you
as
too.
As well. Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah, I'm glad
good.
You're back. And you're
I'm
looking all
back.
Bright and festive
oh,
and red.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Feeling good.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, I'm so glad that you are back.
Thank you.
Everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out more information about Love Ministries from their website. It's loveministriesbuilds.org. We have a lot of great programming getting ready to come up. We are taking our teenagers on a yearly retreat that we take them on for.
Right.
Yes, for the weekend. So,
where is it going to be this time?
You would ask me that. I should know.
Yes, you should.
It changes every year. So
right,
I just plug in the address. And when I get there, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember this place.
Okay.
I won't even try to answer that
question. Don't.
Yeah.
That's funny. And you guys didn't talk about it with your parents the other weekend?
We did.
We did.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We talked about it
when they
were
on.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It's a good time. I've been going since I was 13, mm-hmm. which was probably, 2 years ago?
A few years ago, hon. I mean, you are 10 years
that?
Older than me. So, yeah, I'm sure it was just a couple years ago.
My niece on Easter told me she is turning 20, which I was like,
Christian
to
is turning 20?
Yes.
I feel old.
Well, I
oh
don't because I'm 28. So
oh,
I was like,
right.
you need to adjust your age so that we can make this make sense.
She's gonna
and
be
she
20.
Just looked at me and she was like, you need to adjust your age.
Yes.
Like, I'm 20.
I love her. That's exciting.
Yes. She's so sweet. So we are, everyone, I'm so excited about our show today. We are welcoming Amy Pratt and Kelly Pylon. Mm-hmm. Y'all say hey.
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
Hi.
Hey.
How's everybody?
We're good. Thank you all so much for being here. Thanks for taking the time. These two ladies have a very full life with all kind of great things going on, job and home things going on at home. So we truly appreciate your time. We are very excited because we just got back probably 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago now.
Who
Maybe
knows?
3 weeks, four
yeah.
weeks. I probably shouldn't have said the time because I don't.
It was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, a few weeks ago. We just got back from Costa Rica. We do a yearly mission trip there with the children's home, the Methodist children's home there. And actually, that's where we all met.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. For the yeah. first time.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we met each other on the trip. Amy's been about five, six times?
Yeah, about five times.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Kelly,
just
this is
three.
Your third time.
Yes.
Kelly brought her hubby on this time.
I did. I tried and tried, y'all, the first year. It's funny. The first year I said, I can tell you more about this, but I said, I'm going to Costa Rica, and if you'd like to come with me, you can.
which is Kelly's personality.
He laughed, and he did. He laughed, and he did not come for lots of reasons, but mostly because he had a big thing going on with work and just couldn't get away from it. There was not another person that could handle it, so he couldn't come. And then the second year, he planned on coming, and we had him signed up, and life happened, and he ended up not being able to come again.
Yeah.
And this last year, I think he knew, come hell or high water, he was going.
Good.
And he was going whether he liked it or not, too. So, but he came, and I told him I was coming here this morning, and he said, oh, I'm so excited to talk about that. So
we had a great time.
We did.
We had a great time.
We
still got our girl time in. We had to tell him to sit down sometime. No, but I'm just kidding. We didn't have to do that. We had a great time, and he enjoyed himself as well.
Yes.
And Amy didn't get to come with us this time. We're so sad. We were like one man down.
I know. So sad.
Like at the last minute, work just kind of popped up, and on Sunday, immediately when we got to church, Lydia came in, got us all together, and she was like, wait. Where's Amy?
Aww,
like, what's
so
going
sweet,
on?
Amy?
I love that. I just, I hate that I couldn't go this year, but I'm definitely on for maybe September or even next year. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I have to get there.
Yes. I know.
Yes.
You can't go a year.
You can't, no.
Yeah. You can't go a year without it. Mm-hmm. So, Amy is very sweet, you know, with her job. She brings all of these hats and shirts and I don't know what else, bags and stuff, all the swag from her job to give to the workers there at the children's home. So then a lot of the workers had kind of changed over. Mm-hmm. So they didn't know to ask us where their swag was. But I thought they were going to.
I haven't ready to send out to them.
Because even if they're like down working at the bottom of the hill at the children's mm-hmm. home, they come up. Like right. somehow they get the message. No, there's Amy's stuff. Passing out the swag.
Should we say where Amy works?
We can.
Right. Where do you work, Amy? So I work out with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. So we got international fans, too, down in Costa Rica.
For sure.
Yeah. I love that. That's fabulous.
Yeah. So the kids love it. And then they get to put on their swag, and they're so excited. Yes. But this year, Kelly brought swimsuits.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yes.
That's a great idea for the kids.
And, I mean, they just thought they won the lottery.
They did. Every year, the previous 2 years, I would get there, and Lydia, which we haven't even talked about who Lydia is, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I was like, we got to get the background for the show. We're just
hopping in. But Lydia, who is one of the missionaries, she's the director of the children's home.
Yes.
I remembered to email her this time, and I said, what do you need? Because last time we got there, and they needed little boys' clothing, mm-hmm, and it can be really difficult to send items there because of tax things and, frankly, things that I don't understand.
Right.
So I wanted to come prepared, and I wanted to come with stuff in my luggage, in my suitcase, and she said, we have an opportunity to use a big slide, a water slide, and some pools and things like that because it is warm, but the kids have a holiday while you're here.
Yes.
So we need swimsuits. So I went to Target in a mad dash
on
the way to the airport and grabbed as much as I could. Yeah. And it was so fun. Yeah. It was so cool to do that.
It was so much fun. So Amy, I hate that you missed this time. So I'll get, and we got a Vicky's. The really good with saying, okay, give the background of this. Y'all are talking. So that's why she was like, can we say where Amy works? Let's give the background. So we go and we go through our church, through Highland Park United Methodist Church, and we partner with the Methodist Children's Home there in Costa Rica.
Yes.
And we go every day. We sleep somewhere else. We stay somewhere else, and then we travel every day by bus.
Now, can I stop you really quick? Since I've not been able to go on this trip, how long is it from the bus to where you're going?
So it is.
Do they keep you far away?
It's not that far. Traffic is the biggest.
So you got to paint a picture for me since I haven't been.
Yeah.
So traffic's a little funky.
Traffic is the big and by funk. Yeah. I mean it's.
But we have a trusty. Bus driver.
Okay. We have a driver.
So Javi is there every year, and he comes to the airport, picks us up.
I love this, like family.
Oh, he is. He is there. When he tells you we are leaving at 7:30,
you better be ready
at 7:20, because he is knocking at breakfast and saying, let's go. Please don't.
I was late every day.
Yeah. This year you were?
Yeah.
Yes.
Every day.
Why?
Yeah.
Late?
I don't know. Yeah. Every
I'm
year.
Surprised
Did
by
Javi
that.
Get mad? Sarcasm.
I was like, you're surprised? You are not surprised by that?
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I was like every day. So he was on you. Yeah. So he drives us every day, and it's only maybe 20 minutes
away.
Yeah,
I think it's 20.
It goes by quick. Yeah.
The traffic pattern there is so ridiculous. We have mm-hmm. no, I mean, we've gone for years and years and years and years and years in a row, and we still don't know what the traffic laws are or what the traffic pattern is. It's very weird. You do see stop signs. Sometimes people stop, and then other times it doesn't mean stop.
Right. They mentally paused, maybe.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't know.
It's
and
funny.
And pedestrians just kind of take over also, but there's no rhyme or reason to bike riders or cars.
Like New York City, maybe.
A little bit. Yeah.
So it's you ride the bus and you go in the morning.
Yes, we get there in the morning and
Lydia, the director.
Yes, so she's there to meet us. And Ray and Lydia Zirkel, they are the directors of the children's home, and they started the children's home, mm-hmm. and they are you know wonderful people and even pillars of their community. So their reach. Yes, starts at the children's home, but mm-hmm. there's a fabulous school there, the Methodist school, mm-hmm. that if you qualify, you can get into the Methodist school. And a lot of the kids at the orphanage are
at the Methodist school, which is...
It's like half of their kids, I think, now.
Yes, yeah. Yes. It's such a blessing.
Oh, my.
So they'll get to go to college, and it'll be paid for.
That's
fabulous. You know, everything. Yes. So, I mean, it's a game changer, you know, to be at the Methodist school. So, and there's a lot. And then they are planting churches also in Costa Rica. And so it's really flourishing. And it's a joy to go and be part of the work that they're doing there. But mainly when we go there, we are doing construction.
Yes, I've seen pictures over the years of muddy construction.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like, just like going back to being a kid, you're in the mud pit.
It's true construction.
Sounds fabulous, though, honestly.
So you,
there's brick and mortar and blocks and wheelbarrows and cement for days.
Yes.
And
it's
days,
like you're
and
always
days,
doing cement.
Days.
Or you're, or I don't know, did you do any wire this year?
No.
We didn't do any wire. We did
a high flying act. We stuccoed.
We stuccoed, yes. But like three
stories.
Oh, I would have loved that.
I have
that.
To put that video on
there. There were harnesses involved, and we were attached to the scaffolding. The harness was attached to us. The harness was also attached to the scaffolding, and several people walked by and commented, if you fall off that thing, that scaffolding is just going to come on top of you
right.
when you hit the ground.
Right.
Like
because your harness to it.
It was like total false sense
it
of
was.
Security happening.
It's the first time we've ever had.
It was big, Amy. Yes. I'm telling
so you were
you.
Really high up
it was
there.
High.
Yes.
It was really
it was
high.
Really high. So we'll put a video on social media. So and in the video, you can see me thinking, am I going to get on that? You know, that's what my thought is.
I can see that face.
They think I'm getting up there.
Yeah.
Carla's usually really good at painting.
Yes.
Oh,
that's like paint. She like leads the
that's
crew in painting.
That's good to know. Another
I
side of
painting.
You I'm not aware of.
Yes,
we've painted
love painting.
Together.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, I love painting. I get in the zone and it's
good.
Safe usually because it's on the ground.
Right.
And
so
it's a
you
lot of fun.
Go. So I have to have this vision in my brain. So when you go there in the morning, do you know what your assignment is before you get there?
No.
So you're open arms saying, what do I need to do for you today?
That it, you have just hit. The nail on the head. So this is the beauty of mission trips in general, but especially this mission trip, because what does Jason say? We're on Tico time?
Tico time.
So we're on Tico time. So, and even this time we had the saying, we have a soft plan because it was soft.
Okay.
And so we love this mission trip because I say it just reorders us. It takes me out of number one, and you just lay down your will and you just take every day
how
as
beautiful.
It comes because you really do not know.
Right.
You really don't know what you're going to be doing when you get there. And also, your heart is softened because you have these children.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so it doesn't matter if you have children or not. Amy doesn't have any children. Her heart is just as soft as Kelly's heart is. And Kelly has two beautiful girls. So, and you know, you see the kids running up. You put all that construction stuff down and you focus on kids. Mm-hmm. And you, you know, sing with them, listen to them, talk with them, and connect, you know, with them. So now that we've all gone a couple of years in a row, the kids know us, you know, and they know that when we come, we're going to do some singing and we're going to do some Bible stories and we've got great crafts and all of that. So they're, you know, like wired when we come because they're ready for us to pay attention to them.
Yeah.
And we're ready to pay attention to them.
Absolutely. I mean, for all... I mean, Ray and Lydia, can I just pause on them for just one second?
Go ahead.
Ray and Lydia, my husband and I were talking about it. Scott and I were talking about it. They are rock stars in our eyes. I am like kind of in awe of these. I mean, I'm starstruck by these people. And, you know, I tell her this every time and gosh, they're so humble, but they truly are. And I am just, I'm going to get emotional. I'm so inspired by how willing they are to listen to what God is asking of them and to say yes.
Yes.
They and we talked about it, like the currency, the social currency that exists when we go to Costa Rica is completely different. It's totally upside down from where we sit right here in Dallas, Texas.
Right.
Right. Right.
And you know, do they have millions and millions of dollars? Sure don't. But are they just the most incredible people doing incredible work mm-hmm. and saying yes mm-hmm. when they don't know? I mean, right. they don't have the everyday worldly securities
right.
that you know, a lot of us do. And they just say yes. They just listen and go. And what started as, you know, saying yes to figuring out a better solution for mm-hmm. kids who needed a place to live,
right.
It turned into we've got an opportunity to help single mothers in our area
get
an education.
Right.
We have an opportunity to take care of their kids mm-hmm. so that they can get that education, so that they can go out and work mm-hmm. and support their own families.
Mm-hmm.
And it just continues to build. I just look at Lydia and go, how are you doing this, Mama? I can't believe
right.
it's incredible. But it is. You come back changed because
right.
you see what they are doing and how much
right.
they're trusting the Lord.
Right.
But I start with them just to say, you know, they've got, I think it's 23 kids
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, those kids, I mean, they're giving them love.
Mm-hmm.
They are giving them security.
Mm-hmm.
They are meeting their physical needs.
Mm-hmm.
They are meeting their emotional needs.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual needs. They are giving them Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me, mm-hmm. I mean, year two, I walked away going, the power of transformation
mm-hmm.
in the name of Jesus
mm-hmm.
is something that I just can't
mm-hmm.
even, I had never experienced like that.
Right.
I mean, kids that we had met the first year, and I walked away thinking, man, I every day I'm going to think about that sweet girl and about, you know, my prayer for her is that she will smile one day.
Right.
And
wow.
that she'll be able to communicate one day. And you come back the next year, and it's a totally
mm-hmm.
different kid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the incredible transformation that happens is just, it's incredible. I mean, to go on a mission trip once
mm-hmm.
is life-changing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
To come back the next year and see what has happened
mm-hmm.
in a year's time,
mm-hmm.
it is just incredible. It's
yeah.
just incredible.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And transformational. So I'm thinking about everything that you're saying, and I'm thinking, you know, I strive to do those things in my own hometown, but I have social media knocking down my, you know, because I look at it, or
mm-hmm,
I've got,
mm-hmm.
you know, a friend that wants to gossip, or I've got, you know, and I don't want to do those things.
Yeah.
So when you got back, because I'm past where you are with your kids, mine are grown,
mm-hmm.
how do you try to layer that over to now when you're with your kids and take some of those seeds that were planted in you with your kiddos?
Oh, wow.
I know that's a big bomb of a question.
It's a big bomb of a question.
I know.
It really is. I was talking to a friend actually yesterday. You know, you read in the Bible, I'm for the first time really spending time in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You read in the Bible about how after people had experienced God or experienced Jesus, they had this glow.
Mm-hmm.
And because both my husband and I went this year, it's funny, like the longer away from the trip that we get, the more I can see and feel the impact of the everyday worldly things
mm-hmm. yes.
tarnishing
mm-hmm.
the glow.
Yes.
And I just am holding on to keep the glow.
Good for
mm-hmm.
you.
Keep that glow. And how that translates to my kids is patience
mm-hmm.
and kindness
mm-hmm.
and taking those things back to them and
mm-hmm.
trying to hold on to
yes.
that. And teaching them that we need to be thinking of others.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy to just focus
on
ourselves.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
That needs to be a t-shirt. Keep the glow.
Yeah. There
keep
you
the
go.
Glow.
That's
keep
a great
glow.
Saying.
Yeah.
You get so calm going on these trips
mm-hmm.
because you see the hand of God with your own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kelly said, I mean, you really see the transformation in your, you know, through your own eyes.
Right.
And you see how much is being done with, you know, just
so
a little bit of money and a lot of trust.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would learn to not, you know, not get overstressed and not lose it, just stay calm, just always trust in the power of Jesus Christ to
mm-hmm.
help us to turn us around to
absolutely.
We just you know celebrated Easter to resurrect things that are dead
mm-hmm.
you know in our
mm-hmm.
lives. That's what Jesus can do, bring
mm-hmm.
stuff to life.
Mm-hmm.
If we would just trust him, you know, like that, it our situation is different here, so it's difficult for us, but but yeah, so those are the things that we've learned. So I want to, when we come back, I want to ask both of you all why you started going on this
mm-hmm.
trip.
Oh, great question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's take a pause and we'll be right back.
Every heart, every woman.
You're listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host, and I have my good friend Vicki McMurray back.
Yay!
Co-hosting
today. We have
today.
A thing where we have to hold hands.
We do.
They're looking at us.
Y'all are cute.
They're looking at us. We started at our first show.
Our first show.
And whenever we're together.
And we were holding hands like out of fear.
We were.
The first show.
It's so true.
That laugh probably wasn't radio worthy, but it came
anyway,
out.
It's good.
Like, it was literally out
them.
Of fear.
We yeah. didn't tell both of them ahead of time. We always hold hands.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We do. So
I love that.
I'm so thankful that you're here, Vicki.
Yeah,
and
I am too.
We are having a discussion, and Vicki's keeping us honest because we're just like talk. And Vicki's like, wait.
I wasn't there.
Give me the context. Yes. So we're having a great conversation with Amy Pratt and Kelly Pyland, and we're talking about our mission trip that we just went on to Costa Rica, to the children's home there in Costa Rica. And we've been going every year, y'all. And every year we come back and we are like, okay, let's get better at ministry. And then we go back with more ideas and do more things, yep. you know, with our soft plan, because mm-hmm. when we get there, it could all be completely different. But we, you know, we just get so excited to go every single year. So, Amy, tell me, and we did say in the first part that we met literally on the mission trip. Mm-hmm. And let mm-hmm. me tell you, when you go on a mission trip, you will meet your new best friends.
I love
on the mission yeah. trip. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, you are sleeping, you know, in a lot of times in the same room. Yeah. A lot of times you've just had barely a shower, mm-hmm. Depending on how the shower situation is. And you get real friendly.
Yep,
you get
yep.
real close.
We really get to know each other.
Yep. Yeah.
Quick. Yes.
So you meet your new best friend. So if you're out there and you're at a church and you're like, I don't know anybody, go on a mission trip. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You will get some best friends. Mm-hmm. So, Amy, tell us why you even started going on the mission trip.
So I've always had a passion for serving and mm-hmm. for kids. So I've always wanted to do a mission trip, but I was always afraid.
Sure.
Because I didn't know what to expect, didn't mm-hmm. know what to do. Wasn't heavily involved in the church. I went, but I just had some things happen in my life, and I thought, you know, now's the perfect time to get out there and just do it. So I signed up. I went to the first meeting and I sat there and I was like, I know nobody. And literally we have one meeting before we go.
Right.
Like, okay. One like intro. This is what you need to pack. This is what you need to do. And everybody kind of knew each other. A few people knew each other from
right.
the church. And I didn't know anybody. So I sat there and I thought, I don't know what I'm getting myself into, but I know that this is what I want to do. And I feel that, you know, this is going to be a perfect timing.
Good.
But literally, you show up at the airport, and again, you know nobody. But it's the connections that you make from the airport to that night, mm-hmm. and we have our first devotional. It's amazing.
I bet.
It's just, I went thinking, you know, I'm going to do some work and I'm going to play with kids.
Mm-hmm.
But leaving, it's so much more than that.
Right.
I mean, yes, you grow your friendships and you grow and you learn so much. You grow your faith, but then it's also taught me so much about patience.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of what Kelly was saying earlier, it's just, it makes you kind of reevaluate your life and kind mm-hmm. of when you come back, there's so many things that are more important.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's helpful
yes.
In so many ways.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the beautifully yeah. said. Yeah, right on the money.
I have experiences doing mission trips, you know, in the States, not internationally, and it is so true. You walk into a situation where you might not know a lot of people, and it feels intimidating. At least uh-huh. it did to me. And then by the time you get to your destination, or you get through your first workday of something that you're doing, because you have to rely on people you don't know, mm-hmm. and you have to reach out and ask for help, or mm-hmm. you're doing a project with them with kids, so you have to mm-hmm. communicate. Mm-hmm. It's really quite organic and pretty beautiful because you walk away. I felt so wonderful walking away from my experiences with the new set of friends that I had, mm-hmm. and it sounds like it's the same sort mm-hmm. of yeah. mm-hmm. of experience.
Yes.
And I think the other biggest thing, too, is Jason, our leader, you know, he said, I highly suggest you turn off your cell phones mm-hmm. and you don't bring work.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And I was in a point in my job where I was always on it. You know, I was checking emails, always doing this. And, oh, in my head, I'll wake up earlier than everyone else. Right. I'll check my emails and then I'll check them at lunch. And, you know, but I'll be able to do it fine. And I have it written down. The first note that I have that from that evening's devotional is get off the treadmill. And I was like, what does he mean by that? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to dive more into this. And literally turned off everything. And it was probably one of the best things that ever happened because you disconnect. You disconnect from social media. You disconnect from your daily life.
Yes.
And it opens you up to see, you know, how you can help, how you can give, how, again, you can grow your faith and then take all of that and bring it back to your daily life.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
that's
and,
beautiful.
You know, and the get off the treadmill, especially on this mission trip, when we get up, we're kind of connecting with each other all the way, you know, throughout the whole day. So when we get up, we usually get up together. We take a walk to get out the soreness from the construction, you know, that we're doing. The construction is great. I'm being funny, but it, you know, it's a lot of fun and we keep it fun. But we get up, we take a walk and we come back and we'll sometimes we take a walk to the pastry shop. So I don't know if we can call it a walk.
Okay.
But we take a walk to the pastry shop.
Because it's so good. And
you're making me hungry.
The smell of bread in Costa Rica.
And you know what? We have smells of bread. Well, we don't anymore in Dallas where there used to be the Mrs. Baird's Bread Factory.
Right.
I loved
it like
growing up.
Yes.
But just, you know, we get the hustle bustle.
Yes.
We just allow ourselves to be pulled so many directions.
Right. And there, when you unplug, when you get back, it's hard to turn back on your social media because of the mindset you're in. But we get up, we take a walk. We'll either, you know, really truly walk or jog or something, or we'll go to the pastry shop.
Who's jogging?
Or go through the it's a thought, right? Or we'll go through the church, you know, and we'll kneel and pray for a while and, you know, take some pictures. I mean, it's wonderful just to unplug and just, you know, smell the air and connect with people and
have
talk
God's
with
glow.
People.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, I hear all these things and I think, why are we not doing this in our own worlds?
Yeah.
That's
a great question.
I mean, because we could do those things.
Yes, yes.
We could.
We could. Mm-hmm. We could. We could.
We
could
get
up from our desk
movement.
And take a walk and connect with people. And yeah, you're right. And then, you know, there in Costa Rica at lunch, before we get back to the construction, we'll, you
Carla
know, sing
really
some songs.
It.
Yeah. And we'll, you know, then the kids may come down and,
I love it.
You know, we get a chance to worship and, again, connect with each other and connect with Ray and Lydia because it's literally been a year since, you know, we've seen them before and we just connect. And so it's, you don't really, and you don't miss the treadmill.
No. And it's your time. So one thing that's stressed too is, if you want to get out and do construction, you can. If Lydia needs help with the children that are there, go help them. If you just need to take a walk around kind of the area, there's a beautiful creek down below, you can. If you just need to sit there
and pray,
just sit there, you know, you're not forced to do anything
right
this week. And so it's your time.
Yeah.
You want to, though, because everyone else is
working. Yeah, you want to
contribute. You're motivated.
Yeah.
But the children that go to public school, a lot of times, they cancel it. The teachers go on strike, which I feel like every year I've gone, the teachers have gone on strike.
Yeah. Yes.
So the kids come home and they're just thriving for you to, they just look at you.
Right.
And so, and we bring soccer balls or we bring, I think we brought a football one time and they were like, what's this?
What is this?
They tried to kick it. And I was like, no, you don't kick the football.
you throw it.
You throw the football.
Right.
Or they'll try to shoot baskets with the soccer ball.
Right.
Oh, I love it.
So,
right.
But we're able to take breaks and go and play with them and, you know, they just, again, thrive on
see it through
our energy.
Children's eyes.
And the little things that you can do with them that just, you know, they'll remember forever.
And that bring
so
you joy, too, that you
yeah.
we forget about in our daily.
Yeah, yeah.
Hustle. Let me just add, by the way, that in all of these engagements that we're having with the kids, very few of them speak English.
Right.
Oh, right.
And the three of us.
We try.
No bueno.
No, we do not. And I will tell you, I was kind of, that part gave me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
I thought,
right.
how am I going to go and be able to make any kind of a difference?
Right.
speaking only English and the little bit of French that I learned.
Right, from high school,
from high school, exactly. Should have listened to my dad and taken Spanish. But you know what? It has not mattered, not one bit, because I think we're all, I mean, not to sound corny or cheesy or anything, but like you're speaking the language of love is really what you're doing. You're just loving on kids, and that doesn't require a whole lot of words.
No, it doesn't.
Right, right. Yeah. That's true. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. So, Kelly, what about you? Why did you start to go on this mission trip?
Gosh.
I know.
You know, I'll make this as quick as I can. I, for whatever reason, God had put adoption on my heart, and I prayed about adoption for probably 2 years solid. And in 2017, I hit 10 years in my career at a job that, frankly, if you let it, will be all-consuming and will become your identity, and that's really what had happened to me. And I was sitting in Cornerstone before, which is our contemporary worship service. And before it started, I opened the bulletin and I looked down, and I can't explain it, you guys, but literally the entire page went a little bit blurry, except for a like postage stamp size little blurb that said, "Come to Costa Rica with us." And it didn't say for what purpose. It didn't say orphanage. It didn't say children's home. It didn't say anything. It just said, "Come to Costa Rica with us." And as I said earlier, I turned to my husband and I said, "I'm going to Costa Rica, and if you'd like to come with me, you can."
Wow.
And, what's really wild, and I know it was the Holy Spirit, but what's really wild is that a friend of mine who was in the service with me, she was sitting a couple of rows away, after church, she texts me, and I still have the text message. I kept it. She said, "I don't know if this means anything to you, but while we were in service today, I had a vision of you," which is not uncommon for my friend Mary. "I had a vision of you kneeling down, speaking to a child in a foreign country," and she said, "Your hair was in a ponytail, so I know you were working."
Wow.
And so, that was like, okay, I'm going. I'm going, Lord. I am going, and I have got arms wide open, and, you know, I'm putting together in my mind adoption plus going to an orphanage once I found out what we were going to be doing there. Oh, my gosh. And I just knew that that's what I was being called to do when I got there. And went on my first trip, which I had a lot of anxiety about because I was really feeling called to I was feeling called to help those who are in need, and I had a lot of anxiety about whether or not I was going to be able to be helpful. What am I going to be able to say?
Right.
You know, my life has not seen the kind of trouble that these people have, and what am I going to be able to do that's going to be helpful in any way? And so I was nervous about it. I was nervous about proximity to people who have been through trauma, and what I was going to be able to do. So I just went in that first year trusting. Same as Amy, I didn't know anybody on the trip. I was lucky enough to be actually rooming with both Amy and Carla, and got to know them quickly, and they made me feel really welcome. But I actually had an experience where I met these two little kids, a sister and brother, and found out and really connected with them and thought, oh, man, maybe these are my kids. I mean, it was, I mean, really, those were the thoughts I was having. Actually found out that their birthdays were, her birthday is the day after mine and his birthday is the day after my husband's. And I thought, these are my kids. And I prayed about that and struggled with that. I mean, wrestled with it for a full year, every single day for a year, and went back the next year not feeling like that's what God was leading me to, and not knowing and kind of being confused and frankly kind of annoyed that I didn't understand what God was asking me to do, and I was looking for clarity. And when I went that second year, I saw, as I talked about earlier, just the transformation that's happening and the power of that Jesus can have in one's life and what it looks like to listen to what God is asking you to do and to say yes through Ray and Lydia. And that has made all the difference.
To listen. I just think that's such a poignant point that, you know, Carla and I have talked about this before, just to really hone in and listen to what Jesus is saying to you.
Absolutely.
Is not easy, again, talking mm-hmm. about all the things that are thrown at us in our day-to-day lives mm-hmm. and how we get caught up, and we're on that treadmill. Mm-hmm. And so we're not listening because mm-hmm. we're busy on mm-hmm. the treadmill. And I think that's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I was so almost important. Tearing up here. Yeah. I mean, I can feel it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's just amazing.
It is. It is incredible. And it's funny because my personality is such that I'm like, what is the big, giant thing, Lord, that you are calling me to do? I want to do big things
right.
in my eyes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I came home understanding is that I can make such a huge difference mm-hmm. by taking what I've seen mm-hmm. and sharing that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sharing that with others mm-hmm. and trying to hold on to the glow
yes.
and to ignite that in other people mm-hmm. and say, you know, hear me. You need to go and be changed. Mm-hmm. If you are scared, get close. Mm-hmm. You know, face that fear because he's with you. Mm-hmm. You know, go and do that. Mm-hmm. And that really, that is a big thing.
Yeah,
that's a it really is big, a
very
thing.
It is huge. In my mind, you know, mission trips is like you're standing in the dirt a lot and doing ministry, and I just know the Lord is so pleased if you can get yourself to the place where you can just go and stand in the dirt and mm-hmm. serve someone else. It's huge.
Yeah,
it's huge. That is our American way to
yes.
say, I want to be on the biggest stage. I want to mm-hmm. do the biggest thing mm-hmm. anybody's ever seen.
Right.
That is the biggest thing.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing. Holding a kid's hand, walking them down to the creek. We have seen.
Just thinking about that.
We have seen that. There was a day we were doing construction. Did the kids come up and ask us to go? How do we decide?
No. So there's this creek down mm-hmm. below, but you kind of have to walk down. There's a little play area, or I guess a field for them, mm-hmm. a smaller field. Mm-hmm. And then if you keep walking through, you hit this creek. And the first year we went, I think that happened the second year.
Okay.
Right? But the first year we went, we'd walk down there and check
sure.
it out. And the second year we went, I think we decided we were going to take a walk down there. And
that's
the
right.
The kids were coming out of their house mm-hmm. and they were looking at us like, mm-hmm. what are you doing?
Right.
Where are you going? Why are we not? You're not working right now. So
right.
you're going to go play somewhere. Are we going to come play with you?
Right.
And so we asked, so each of the home, there's two homes. There's a girl's home and a boy's home.
Mm-hmm.
And each home has Tias in them. That's who stay
Aunties.
With them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so we asked the Tias, we're like, well, we're going to go down to the creek. Can we take them? And they said, yeah, sure. Well, mm-hmm. it was in Spanish. It was
right.
not in English.
Right.
So we assumed they said yes.
They were smiling.
Yes. Yes, take the kids.
Yes.
So some of them didn't have shoes on. Some
right.
of them had shoes on. Mm-hmm. Some of them just, you didn't, they were just so excited.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we kind of knew where we were going. Next thing we know, they're leading us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we get down there, and we're all staring at it. We're throwing rocks in the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know how it happened, but we ended up in the creek.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you
did?
Kids.
With
so,
the kids.
Yeah, a yes. few of the girls went in, and they started, you know, splashing each other a little bit.
Oh, I love mm-hmm. it.
And then it got a bigger splashes, mm-hmm. and then one of the boys went in, and it got really big, and mm-hmm. then they were dunking each other. And mm-hmm. mind you, this isn't a clean creek.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it's not that not everybody would just go in and do this.
Right.
I think I might have ended up in there.
You
somebody
were in
else
there.
In there.
Yes.
But just to sit back and watch those kids
yes.
play and have fun in, not, you know, they didn't have all the toys. They
right.
didn't, you know, we didn't need to do a bunch of big things. We literally just took them. And I bet you we were down there for an hour or so,
maybe
more. Longer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were in heaven.
Yes.
It was amazing
yes.
just to see. And we later found out that they don't go down to the creek.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's not something they do. They never go in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you guys went this year, but it's kind of became a tradition of taking them down to the creek and
mm-hmm.
playing and I mm-hmm. think
splashing
guys,
around
yeah.
and just feeling
yeah.
the joy.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just, it was
and the simplicity of it.
Yes. And Jason wrote a song about
he did,
it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He came, I can't, I
we're
think
talking
he
about
came
Jason
back.
Bales.
Yes. Jason yeah,
so
Bales,
that,
our trip
night
leader.
Or that sometime
that
during
night,
that trip,
yes.
him and Dan wrote,
wrote
a song.
Yes. He and Dan Rickson, they sat down, they wrote a song from that time. It was transformational for us mm-hmm. to get to see the kids just enjoy themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, at the end of the day, we thought, this is what real parents would do. If
mm-hmm.
we were on a trip in the car or something and the kids get testy, and you say, oh, look, there's a little creek right there. Let's just stop and
right.
we can change their clothes afterwards or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get in and give them a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it turned into, you know, hours, and it was beautiful. I mean, they had the best time. We had the best time.
You know, it strikes me. I wasn't there that year, that first year that you all went, but I know the timeline of this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day you're there, Lydia will sit everyone down and she'll go photo by photo. She's got all the kids' pictures on, and she'll tell you their stories. And it's heartbreaking.
It is.
I mean,
she goes
sexual
in
abuse,
depth of
major trauma.
So you have an idea of what you're dealing with.
Yes. And the stories that you hear are, I mean, they're, like I said, just heartbreaking. So to be able to sit back and watch these kids be carefree, be happy and healthy and safe. Having this, and safe and having just this amazing time, I know that was so powerful.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. It was just the best.
I can't attend our church anymore since I live an hour away. So I don't remember the timeline of listening to, when I feel like two or three times a year we go to Costa Rica. Is that correct?
I believe it's two years now. So we go in the spring, and we just went on the spring trip, and then we go.
There's a fall
September.
September-ish. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes.
And then there's a couple other trips where I think they took families and kids.
That's right. My brother and my son, my nephew, they went on one of them.
The family.
I don't think my nieces did.
Trips.
They just did it together. Chris and Sawyer did, but I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one. It was a summer one, but I don't think my nieces have been on that one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's life-changing. And so our message today isn't like, come to Highland Park so you can go on this mission trip.
Right.
Our message today is, this has changed our lives. Like, we have needed this spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
It's grown our faith. And I want us to go around and share just a little thought that we all, you know, have brought back. But go, you know, plug into your church, plug into your small group, plug into, you know, where you are, and go on a mission trip. And even if it's scary, and even if it's, you know, and even when you don't know anybody, it turns into such a transformational trip for you.
Right.
Sometimes I even feel bad that I come back and, you know, it's been transformational for me. And I'm like, hopefully I did enough. You know, while I was there. So I know our time is winding down. So that's kind of how it is for me. Kelly, can you give us a thought?
It came from a guy that was on the trip this year with us. And his name's Michael Robinson. He's awesome.
Yes.
I'm so glad to meet him.
Yes.
He said that he made a change in his life because he realized he had the opportunity to have an eternal impact.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And I want to lead a life that has an eternal impact.
Amen.
That's what I
beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just nailed it.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Amy's like,
ditto.
Ditto. Hold the globe.
I have a picture of me and one of the girls doing like a little hand jive or whatever, and it's in my bathroom, and so I see it every morning, and it just reminds me to have patience that day, every day, and just to keep believing and, you know, continuing to grow my faith every day. And so having that, and what, you know, I can only go once a year for 7 days, but those children are always with me.
Yes. Yes.
They're always in my prayers, and I just know that they're gonna be amazing human beings, and they're gonna grow up, and they're gonna change the world.
Amen.
They are.
Amen. They are.
Amen. Everyone, let me tell you this: you can, if you're listening today, and you want to donate to this specific children's home, you can donate through Friends of the Costa Rica Children's Home account at the Communities Foundation, and the website is childrenshomesupport.com. So you can go there and get all the information. Thank you so much, Amy and Kelly.
Thank you.
Truly appreciate you. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, sweetie.
Everyone, our show is a program of Love Ministries. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org for more information. And you can go to our social media and our iTunes account on our podcast on iTunes to catch up on our past shows. Everyone have a great week. I am your host, Carla Nivens. We will see you back next week. Every heart.